You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
Don't call them winged rats. These pigeons are exquisite. By Laura Maloney. Think of a pigeon, and you probably imagine nondescript gray birds that poop all over park benches. But the Whampoo pigeon is no such thing. Standing more than a foot high, it sports a purple throat, yellow belly, and emerald wings streaked with gold. It's hard to comprehend how stunning they are, says photographer Lila Jeffries. 3 years ago, Jeffrey saw Whampoo foraging for berries in the forest near Byron Bay, Australia. Its brilliant plumage blew her away and inspired her portrait series, Ornithurae. It spotlights 15 surprisingly colorful, or otherwise fabulous, members of the Columbidae bird family, which includes pigeons and doves, proving they're not all just winged rats. They are more than just the gray pigeon, more formally called a rock dove, that most people know, she says. Jeffrey started geeking out on avians more than 10 years ago after buying a field guide and binoculars to identify the birds in her backyard in Sydney. Soon she was traveling to national parks around the country to watch and photograph them. I had this idea to photograph birds in a way that everybody could appreciate them, not just bird watchers, she said. She documented all 14 species of cockatoo in Australia, then just as many native birds of prey like owls and falcons, before what she calls her pigeon moment in 2015. The feathered subjects of Ornithurae reside at the Taronga Zoo in Sydney, as well as in the temporary care of wildlife rescue and release organizations like Helping You Help Animals. HUHA is the agency, for instance, that picked up the Kereru wood pigeon Jeffries photographed after it had gotten tanked on fermented berries. He slept it off, then sat for a portrait the next day looking alert, if a bit sheepish. Photographing birds is much like photographing people. Jeffries uses a Phase 1 medium format camera, 3 lights, and a pale gray backdrop. She chats or chirps with them to capture their attention and, hopefully, a unique expression or moment. But that only goes so far when you don't speak pigeon. The birds do what the birds want to do, she says, and I have to work around that. But then, it isn't all that hard with gorgeous models like the bleeding heart dove, which bears a striking crimson stain on its chest, or the Nicobar pigeon, its neck sheathed in fabulous blue hackles. It seems almost wrong to call it a pigeon at all. Ornithurae is on view at Purdy Hicks Gallery in London through August 24.
Hope you enjoyed this spoken edition of Wired News. And if you'd like more, search for Wired Science and Wired Business.